WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Perhaps one of the biggest operational advantages to dual polarization is the ability to detect debris that has been lofted into the atmosphere by a tornado. Several cases at new dual polarization radar sites have shown detection in even low-end, weak tornadoes. Differentiating between weather and non-weather echoes is a big benefit for dual polarization. So when those signatures begin showing up surrounded by legitimate weather, and they are also coincident with a strong velocity signature suggestive of a tornado, there's no doubt that debris is present, and thus a tornado is occurring. High reflectivity and a strong velocity signature are the identifying signs for a TVS, and that won't change. But reflectivity won't need to be nearly as high, especially in weaker tornadoes. In a dual polarization radar, correlation coefficient, or CC, will go into the non-weather range, thus with values less than 0.8. And ZDR will also drop, generally to values near or just below zero. If you have those signatures, and there is an associated velocity couplet, you have debris. A properly identified TDS is 100% confirmation of a tornado. The National Weather Service is already suggesting that warning products issued by National Weather Service offices include this information. Experience with the TDS signature is still limited. This type of signature has already helped the Birmingham National Weather Service office to document a weak tornado in an on-site survey that might otherwise have gone unreported. The TDS was also seen in several tornado events associated with Hurricane Irene on the Morehead City, North Carolina radar during beta testing. Now, it is important to note that a TDS will not occur in damaging wind events from straight-line wind, since it is the upward motion of the tornado circulation which is responsible for lofting debris into the air. Of course, nothing is perfect. You have to remember that by the time you see a TDS, the tornado is already occurring, so a TDS will not have an impact on lead time. So these signatures will not improve initial tornado warnings, but they can help immensely in communicating the serious and confirmed threat to people. The presence of a TDS also has no direct correlation to tornado strength. It will be important not to assume too much from debris detection, but these signatures will aid in building confidence in the warnings. And finally, a TDS will not always be detected with every tornado. Obviously, something has to be there, and weak tornadoes will probably be hit and miss for sure. And since the radar beam gets higher, the further it is from the radar, the ability to detect debris will decrease with distance from the radar. Now next week, on to some other interesting and as yet undefined topic for WeatherBrains 101.